أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed before, Allah تبارك وتعالى has spoken about the exceeding reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the muttaqeen, the rewards in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this as jaza'an min rabbika ata'an hisaba, that this is a jaza', this is a recompense from your Rabb. Ata'an, which is a grant, something that is a bestowal, something that is given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, hisaba, in abundance, and together with that, sufficient. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now describes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This most beautiful Allah Rabbul Izzat, who sees to the sustenance of everything, but at the same time, the majesty, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also expounded in these ayat. Allah says, Rabbis samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma. The Rabb of the skies, the sustainer of the skies and the earth, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and whatever lies in between it, الرَّحْمَان, that Allah who is most merciful. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His qualities of compassion, His qualities of love, His qualities of sustenance to man, but at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنْهُ خِطَابًا, that they will not have the ability, they will not have the power of khitab, of speaking to Allah, of having any speech in the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There on the day of Qiyamah, the majesty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be far exceeding, and hence nobody will be able to speak in front of Allah. جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had, for example, given someone from Allah's treasures, from Allah's ni'mats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the decision of somebody's forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the decision of somebody entering Jannah, there is no one that can speak about it, there is no one that can question Allah. At the same time, there is no one also that can intercede in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on behalf of anyone, except those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the permission to do so. So that such will be the might and the magnitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's loftiness and highness. At the same time, Allah is also Rahman. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفَّى. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes another scene on the day of Qiyamah, that on that day, الروح, the soul will stand, and lots of ulama, commentators of the Quran Sharif, have stated that الروح here refers to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the imam and the leaders, is the leader of all the malaika, all the angels. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفَّى. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and the malaika will all be standing in safs. They will be all be standing in rows. La yamlikuna. None of them will be have the ability, none of them will have the guts to speak. Illa man adina lahu ar-Rahman, except that person whom ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, has given permission to. Wa qala sawaba, and that person will speak that which is correct. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the other aspect of it, that only that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the ability, gives the power of speech to, that person who is given the permission, only that person will speak in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he speaks, he will speak only that which is right. One person cannot intercede on behalf of another whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not desire. وَقَالَ الصَّوَابَ. Some ulama have stated that it is only that person who recited this kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. He was correct in his speech in this world, so he will have that permission by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak in the hereafter. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ. That is the day of truth. In other words, the events that the Quran has set out that will happen on the day of Qiyamah, the hadith has spoken about that will happen on the day of Qiyamah, all of it is haqq, all of it is true. There is absolutely no doubt in the occurrence of Qiyamah. There is no doubt in whatever will take place in Qiyamah as described by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is a day that can never ever be doubted. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا. And whoever desires then he should take a ma'ab. He should take a refuge and a protection by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in this world, seek the protection of Allah Rabbul Izzat by obviously being obedient to Allah, keeping away from the disobedience of Allah, seeking forgiveness by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever wishes to take this path of refuge and shelter, then he should continue to do so. Inna anzarnakum adhaban qariba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly we have warned you of the adab, of the punishment that is very close. Again, as close as death is to us, that is as close as this punishment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us is, that we should never ever feel that it is a distant thing, something that is very, very far away from us, something that is very remote, but it is as close as our next breath, because we do not know when we are going to leave the world. يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَىٰ. On that day, a person will see what his hand had sent forth. And this is the very, very important aspect of it. Those that have left, have left. They've done their work, they've done their task, they've accomplished, they've fulfilled the commandments of Allah, and they are gone. It is for us now to ask ourselves, what did our hand send forth? The good that we have sent forth, the evil that we have sent forth, on that day, each soul, each person will see it. Number one, he will see it recorded on his book, in his book of deeds. Number two, he will see it in his actual formation on the scales of justice. And hence, one hadith that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the accountability, his deeds will be there right in front of him. In other words, it will be something that a person should see, and we should start seeing it from now. In other words, realize that whatever we do, all of it is going forth, and all of it is accumulating in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ. And a kafir, a disbeliever will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. How I wish I was sand, I was dust, I was soil. This would happen according to one narration, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will first call the animals for hisab kitab, the animals in the jungles, the animals in the pastures, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then seek justice between that animal which is horned and that animal which does not have a horn. A horned animal, for example, did injustice to an unhorned animal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take retribution, and then after that hisab and kitab is finished, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the announcement to the animals, now become dust, and they will become dust. A kafir will see this scene, and he will also hope that he is dust, in other words, never called to accountability, and that will be his desire. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.